Blog Talk Radio. Happy, happy new year. Hallelujah and glory to God. We are in 2022. My. Thank you, Lord. So many wanted to be here, but they're not. So many are here, but spiritually they're not. Oh, that's a whole nother message. So we know that every January, God has us start off with prayer. So, you know, we're going to be praying for the month of January. I can't talk about what's going to be done on Monday nights for Iron Sharpening Iron. I cannot talk about what's going to be done on Friday night for Smile 3E. But I can say for every Sunday morning for the whole month of January, and if God says longer, because he could say do it for 12 months, and if he did, my answer would be yes, Lord, we will be praying. And so based off of that, I will open up the lines and let anyone that's on the air pray and share whatever prayer the Lord has given to you. But remember this, it is not a requirement. It is not something where you have to pray. I'm just offering people the opportunity to pray for loved ones, to pray for organizations they're involved with, to pray for their families, to pray for their friends, to pray for hospitals, first responders, the things we're dealing with COVID, just whatever God gives you to pray. Even if that prayer is, people will say, well, how is that a prayer? It's the word, Jesus wept. Whatever he gives you, or even if he just gives you to pray in the background, like I said, just remember, this is a month of prayer, and I thank God for using Minister Ron and Mother Montgomery to remind us about prayer, and that they used the last day that they ministered for prayer. And I just thank God for that honor, that I knew that we were going to start off January with prayer, but to have a ministry that ended December in prayer was such a blessing. So now I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can start us off with an opening prayer or whatever God has given her, you know, because she can pray, she can preach, she can teach, she can do whatever the Lord says, because this is the first Sunday of Smile 3E presenting on the World Wide Web. So I thank God for that. And then, of course, following Minister Sheila, if anyone else wants to pray, just go ahead and pray. If you have something you want to say starting off the new year, you want to do a praise break. This is a new year. This is a new season. And for some of you, you may have heard that song, it's a new season, it's a new day, a fresh anointing is flowing your way. This is a new season. Minister Sheila, please take it over.
Good morning. Thank you, Apostle Elect. I just want to thank each and every one of you just listening in this morning. I just want to thank God for blessing us all, for entering us into a new year, a new day, a month of a new year that was not promised to us, but due to his love, his graciousness, and the joy of life, he has granted us to see another year. Lord, I give honor to you that have blessed us throughout 2021 to bring us into 2022. Lord, I know without you we would not be, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I pray for each and every living thing that you have blessed to enter into this year with no prejudice of race, color, sex, or creed. Lord, I love them all because I know we are all your sons and daughters. No matter what the devil is trying to convince us, we know we are all your sons and daughters, and we will be your sons and daughters throughout our entire life that you will give us. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. I thank you for Apostle Lex, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Margot McCoy, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Evangelist, Pastor Reverend Bishop, also to Tony Montgomery, Linda Handy. Lord, I thank you for all your leaders that you have brought into our life and to treasure us with the love and the joy and the word and the understanding and the nourishment that God has gave them to share with us and to deliver us and to teach us, to help us understand that we need God our Father and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, no matter what it is, good days, bad days, every day, every split second of the life that the Lord has blessed us. We need to praise him and thank him and love him even more, because due to life, there are going to be ups and downs, ins and outs, temptations, ultimatum, just anything that the devil can bring upon you, with your family, with yourself, on your job, within your neighborhood, just within life, or ugly temptations that the devil will try to trick you with, to try to make you and have you believe that he is the better way. But for all that know God is the way, the devil will trick you into goodness that will end up into damnation. The Lord is the light. The Lord is the love. The Lord is the joy. The Lord is the light that will always shine bright and will never have a dull day, as long as you keep your faith, your hope, your strength, and your trust in God, our Father, and his Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for my sisters, excuse me, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews, cousins, uncles, aunts. Lord, I just thank you for the bloodline family that you blessed me into, and also the spiritual family. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every human being that's going through this COVID, whether it's within a self or family members or just the surrounding, Lord, to cover us and keep us from this ugly disease that has taken over the world, and yet have people not believing and doing right by it, obeying it, that's infecting others because they have chosen to infect themselves. Although it's a treatment, but Lord, we know you are the better injection. You are the better medicine. You are the best prescription. You are the best of all that can help us through any and everything. And bless us through our finance, our household, our illness, even within ourselves, Lord, because we know we are all under stress. But Lord, I know through you, you can bring us through this and bless us through this and show us the way. And I just thank you, thank you, thank you for letting me make another birthday, a whole month of birthdays to my families. Lord, I thank you for blessing them and to the ones that's coming. Because I know without you, some did not make a birthday. Some just didn't make a day. For each day that we live, it is a birthday. It's a new day of life and to love and to joy and to love the Lord. The Lord, I thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you. Bless this government to let them know that you are here for all the people, not just some of the people in the law enforcement, to treat each and every one the right way, not your way, the way that is right for all colors, all creeds, all sex, no matter what. We are all sisters and brothers. And then, Lord, I pray and ask you that you yet put your hand out and to let them all know wrong is wrong and your way is the right way, and to deliver us from this evil and ugly hatreds, racist, sexist people, and to cover our children from all these drugs, alcohol, temptations, ugliness, the demons and the devils, to keep them from us. Lord, I ask you to cover the children I know and I don't know, mine and others. Lord, I just pray for the world. Not only for myself, I pray for the world, because with the world, we all need each other. No matter what one has, the other can learn from it, can live from it, to even increase more of the life that we have through God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. Lord, we need your spirits. We need your angels. We need you, Lord, more and more. And I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen, amen, and amen again. I thank God for Minister Sheila and the prayer that she has prayed for us to begin the program on today. And I thank God for each and one of you that not only are here to pray with us and to pray for us, but are even here to glean from whatever the Lord has for you. It's such a blessing. I thank God because I can truly say that there's not a ministry gift that he has connecting us with that does not bless me. I mean, I thank God for the words of wisdom that he gives you to share, the prayers that you pray, the encouraging words. I mean, he doesn't have to do it, but he does. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to begin this year off letting you know that I thank you on the World Wide Web, whether it's listened to, if the Lord allows us to tarry in 2013 or 2030 or 2050 or 2060 or 2113. That's what I meant. And so it's such an awesome privilege. I thank God for you. I thank him for your obedience. I thank him for your sacrifice. I thank you for saying, God, send me. I'll go. Tell me what to say, and I'll say it. The enemy sometimes not just wants you to shut up, but he wants you to shut down. So thank you for, as the children say, for turning it up for the Lord, turning it up in your ministry, turning it up in your prayer life, turning it up in your worship, just turning it up for God. Many people are turning it up for a lot of things. Turn up for God. Okay, with that, if anyone wants to pray, the lines are open, and you can go ahead and pray, and then I'll come back with what God has given me leading up to these hours of prayer. And don't worry. If he gives you the time to pray for the whole hour and all of that, and I don't have anything for today, that's all right with me. Just obey God. It's not all about this is such and such day. This is Sunday. This is the second day of January of 2022. You know, that is four, not just three, but four, number two. So go ahead, share.
God bless you, saint of God. This is Minister Margot, and I thank God for this bright new year. And though it does not seem bright where we are, the sun is not shining. We know the sun is shining. Even though we can't see it, God continues to shine in our life, and I just thank God for being real in our lives, for manifesting his word and his power in our lives and letting us know that we have a place and a role in the kingdom. And I thank God for this ministry, for the prompt of the Holy Spirit to have Minister Sylvia include me, because God knew what I needed, and I needed to be a part. I needed to step out from the background, from the comfortable place that I had put myself in, and do what God is telling me to do. I know the newness, and God has been telling us that this is a new season, this is a new year, and for us to do something new, for us to do something different. But God has placed in my heart to share with you today a scripture from John 15:9. And And in the year 2000, I had prayed to God, and I had told him that I wanted to make songs based on his word that I could share with his people, share with the body of Christ, so that they would have another way of remembering his word, of putting his word in their hearts, in their minds, and on their lips as they go through the day. And this is one of the first scriptures that was placed in my heart. I'd like to read the scripture for you and then sing the song that God gave me for it. John 15, 9 through 13. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. The things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Okay, so that most of it. And so this basically is the song. And I pray that it lifts you as God intends it to, because his word is there for us. The song, Abide in My Love. You love me. You keep my word. If you love me, you'll do my will. If you love me, you'll love one another. Abide in my love. Abide in my word. Abide in the love of God. If you love me, I leave you peace. If you love me, I give you joy. If you love me, I send you a comforter. Abide in my love. Abide in my word. Abide in the love of God. If you love me, ask in my name. If you love me, it shall be done. If you love me, God will be glorified. Abide in my love. Abide in my word. Abide in the love of God. Abide in my love. Abide in my word. Abide in the love of God. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Abide in the love of God, saints. This year and every year to come. God bless you.
My, my, my. Awesome, awesome song. Oh, to start off the year being reminded to abide in God, which means abiding in him as love, because he is love. Oh, my, my, my. I can't wait, as the children and even me would say back in the day, for you to cut that album and that CD and patent it and share it with the world, because we need it. I need it. Thank you, woman of God. Awesome song, awesome melody. And the words, like you said, will enrich. They will enrich us if we let them. My God, the word of God in melody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyone else want to pray and share whatever song, whatever God has given you starting off this January of 2022. Anyone else? The lines are open.
Thank you, God, for that song, that awesome song, Abide in My Love. Father God, I just thank you. I want to pray today for our young people. God, I just ask you on today, Lord, hear the prayers of the saints that's coming to you saying what has happened. What has happened to the mindset of the young people? Oh, God, I'm asking you to give us the gift, give us the knowledge, give us the words to say to enrich the young people, to remind them that they are loved, oh, God. God, send the leaders, send the guiders, send the encouragers to the young people, oh, Lord, to let them know that they don't have to click up. They don't have to go block the block. They don't have to just stay on their block. For God, give them a want to reach out and learn from the senior people, the older people, and not see them as victims. God, teach us how to teach the young men to pull up their pants. Because there was a time when men walked as men. They walked with their heads up and their pants pulled up. God, teach us how to teach the women that there was a time we once were soft, that we looked feminine, we walked feminine, we act feminine. We walked as a woman. We act as a woman. We led our children. We led our household. We stood with the man that God was given to us by you in the house to teach our children as he was the provider and the protector. God, teach us how to go back to the days of old to reach for your word instead of just flapping and saying silly things and mean things to the children. God, teach us. Teach us how to open our hearts, our arms, and our minds to teach the young people. God, bring us back to a place where a village raised a child. Teach us how to go back to being a village for our community, for our neighborhood, for our people, oh God. Teach us how to keep you first, put you first, and to call on you first. Teach us, oh Lord. God, I'm looking forward to 2022. Oh God, I'm looking forward to a new level in you. Teach us how to want you even the more. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us how to get back on our knees, oh God, to seek your face, seek your will. Teach us, oh Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. We don't look to the world for answers, God. We look to you. We run to you because you are our strong tower. Oh God, we love you, Lord. Teach us how to come back to you. Teach us how to not be ashamed of you. Teach us to walk and talk and live your word. Teach us, God. Teach us how to be a partaker of your word, not a partaker of the world. Oh, God, for our answers lies in you. God, teach us how to just come before you, lay on the altar, put it on the altar. Trust in you, oh, God. God, teach us. Somewhere we lost it, we don't know how, we don't know why. We try to stay within the walls, but God, your word is not to be in the walls. You said every highway and every byway. Teach us how to walk back out into the world to present you, because you were a living sacrifice for us. Teach us, oh God. Teach us how to come to you honestly and say, Lord, I'm scared, I'm afraid. But teach us how to open our mouth, because we need to be in place for the next generations to come. Teach us, oh Lord. So you're not a fad. You are a savior. So you're not something that just happened. It has been about you from day one. Teach us how to go back to teaching the young people. Give them a heart to receive what we're saying concerning your word, concerning you, oh Lord. God, I ask you to teach us not to point fingers, but to keep our hands open and raised up where we will be pointed to heaven. Teach us how to ask you for whatever it is that we need. Give us what we need, God, in this world right now. We can't be worrying about COVID because, God, your word says we have not because we ask not. God, we ask you for healing. We ask you to expose every healing that there is. Teach us how to want to be used by you for real, oh God. God, cover our young people's minds. Open their hearts. Open their spirits to want you, oh God. Bring the church back to being a church, caring about the people. God, teach us, teach us, teach us. We landed all on the altar, God, asking you to allow us, to allow you to be God in our life. Amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for praying for our youth. And we definitely have to pray for them. We definitely have to establish a relationship with them. We definitely need to even establish ministries and organizations and various things that will reach out to our youth. My, my, my. Thank you, Minister Sylvia, and thank you, Minister Margot, for just starting off this program so full of things. Not only ask God for wisdom, but actually exhibit the wisdom of God. Is there anyone else that would like to share for this first Sunday in January of the year 2022? Anyone else? Okay, thank you. And I also want to thank once again Minister Sheila, as she started off our program praying for the ministry, praying for the ministry on this morning, the ministry as a whole, the body of Christ, families, and so much more. Well, I know Minister Sylvia did not know the name of this prayer series that God had given me, but it's called Father God, Teach Me, Teach Us How and What to Pray. That's what this month is all about. God teaching us how to pray, what to pray, and even when to pray. Before I share the various things that God had me write for starting the month of January, going back to a few days in December, I had an opportunity for someone to ask me to pray for them. And for the first time in a while, God reminded me about returning to your vomit and about casting your pearls before swine. And I told her I couldn't pray for her, and that she could pray for herself and that I would pray with her. But I could not pray for her because God had revealed to me that she was walking into disobedience willingly, and that she was trying to find an excuse to justify her disobedience to God. And she said, really? I said, yeah. I said, why would God tell me I can't pray for you? I said, that's interesting. Why are you knowingly walking into disobedience with God? I said, I just have one thing he does want me to say to you, though, and that is that if you continue in this direction, that he's going to turn you over into a reprobate mind, that he's going to turn you over to the inordinate type, the unnatural affections, the sexual perversion that you are trying to play with because you're acting like you're playing with fire. I said, I want you to know that God knows that you're trying to plead ignorance, and he's not going to let you. Not just because you are a prophet of God, woman of God, but because this is the year where many people are going to find out that God is saying no more. God's mercies are new every morning. But how many of you know that some people may get offended by how I say this, are trying to pimp the mercies of God? God is a loving God. I mean, that sweet, awesome melody that he gave Minister Margo about abiding in his love, abiding in him. It's not about a familiar spirit. It's not about something similar to his love, but it's talking about abiding in him and in his word. We have to know that there's many people that want to serve God superficially. They want to obey God superficially. They don't want to just treat him like he's a sugar daddy. They just want what they want, when they want it, how they want it. Well, in this year of 2022, there are some things that are going to be revealed. Let's start off with some of the things that God gave me. Was first this melody that he oftentimes has me sing. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee, my God. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. You know, that song, that melody that he gave Minister Margo about abiding in him. That's me coming to him. And it includes me saying, I need you, Lord. Because in order to abide in him, that means that we recognize his instructions that said to confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus will save you, that Jesus is the access, that Jesus is the only way, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when we understand this, we understand that any and everything we do needs to be sanctioned, so say, or some would say, by God. So let me share a few things, and then I'm going to pray, according to the unctioning of the Holy Spirit and God. On the 1st of January, God allowed me, or even instructed me, to write on Facebook, many will learn in 2022, the triple twos, and beyond, that the beyond that very year, beyond that very day, that changing the verbiage or even the very position in a God-given and God-directed position and style does not change what God has said or what he has directed, but it only moved or changed the accountability, meaning that when we change what God tells us, I didn't say what somebody else tells us, what God does, even in his promotions, when God promotes you to ministry and things to do, we must obey that and not change it to, God, I know you really meant this, so I really want you to say that. That when we do that, all we're doing is saying, God, I know more than you, or he or she knows more than you. So therefore, the responsibility and the accountability and the vow has now moved to who we submitted that particular positioning to or those instructions. So God told me to say, so stop trying to usurp because it'll cost you. He even reminded me to say, ask the devil. He knows it firsthand. Let's stop in our ignorance or even in our whatever we want to call it. Thank you, God, for not even giving them an excuse, not even giving me an excuse, not giving anybody an excuse for usurping his authority when we change it. I mean, I'm not just talking about marital vows, how people are changing those. I mean, we love saying, well, I know he really meant this. No, he meant what he told you to say. If he told you to say left, not something like left, as Minister Sylvia constantly says when she's ministering, not something that looks like it, not something similar to it or kind of sort of, but left. If God says go right, go right. If he said take two steps, only take two. Because maybe on that third step, you're going to get slain in the spirit, and he wants to do. Hear what I'm saying? He said for you to do it two steps on your own, because on that third step, when he's going to help you move to that third step, he's going to position you in a place you have never, ever seen before. Then another thing he had me write was, I know, everyone's making New Year's resolutions and declarations, but I am making a life declaration asking God for this life manifestation for his glory. And it says, when you finally get to truly and intimately know God and his name, you will begin to declare, God save me, not I am saved. You will say and remember that God spoke through you. So instead of saying and decreeing and declaring and reminding people about what you said, you'll say, do you remember when God told me to say? Do you remember when God spoke through me and he said? Do you remember when the power of God did this or did that through me? Because you're letting everybody know that it was done, but the source of it was God. He's asking us to move from pride and vanity back into humility. Do you really abide in him? Do you really pray for him? Do you really minister for him? Well, if you do, let everybody know. It's God who's doing it. And then he gave me another thing, food for thought. for leaving 2021, going into 2022. Where is your integrity and your honesty? Can anyone and everyone and God himself see it? Did you lose it? Did you bury it? Did you compromise it? Vow to God to help you to restore his integrity and his honesty through you for real this time. Then on another day, we're going backwards because this started January and now we're back in December. It says, wow, my family knows and knew and understood their assignment. Yeah, it's a worldly rap out there about it, but we are talking about diligently focusing and performing our God-given assignments that focuses God. Then on another thing it says, God has heard our prayers. One can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 in chase. But my God in heaven, he's heard and he hears you when you pray. God is saying that many are dealing with and have dealt with a premature death because of wavering spirits. But during this season, God wants to teach us how to pray using even Psalms 91. You're going to notice during this prayer, God's going to use various verses. Why? Because his word cannot return unto him void. His word. I didn't say your word or my word, but his word. So when we speak his word and when we teach his word and when we sing his word and when we obey his word, it's our expression of what God is saying. I talked about it being four number twos on today. In the second day of 2022. I talked about it because God directed me to. Let's talk about the symbolism of the number four. It's about self-expression and about self-fulfillment. It represents maturity and stability of the mind. It's the 1 year of four seasons. It's when your life gets deeper in what it's feeling and what it's meaning and what's the purpose for your life. This second day of the 2020, so you have the 2022, so it's still in the 2020s, and it's still in the 2000s, but we're talking about the second day of 2022. When you look outside, there's beautiful. I'm talking about where I'm at. I don't know if this is where you're at, because this is the World Wide Web. There's beautiful white snow. Snow is an atmospheric water vapor frozen ice crystals that fall in like flakes that lay on the ground, and it's like a white layers. It could be 2 inches, 3 inches, 12 inches. But God used the snow to let you see about his sovereignty, to put out a burning fire in a city and a state that was taking over, not the rain. The rain does it sometimes too. But I'm talking about God used the snow this time to save a nation and to save a people. Prayers on today, and I call it prayers because the song is prayer and supplication from God, where Minister Margo talked about abiding in God, abiding in his word, abiding in his love. And Minister Sylvia followed it up with prayer for our youth and prayer for unity, and that God would be our teacher and that we would be a teachable people. Many of you have heard this particular prayer that people have used. And so before I begin to pray, I want to share with you the 13 versions of this one prayer. And I pray that you can hear the difference in it. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Then another one says, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray thee, Lord, my soul to take. If I should live for other days, I pray thee, Lord, to guide my way. And then another one says, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep, his love to guard me through the night and wake me in the morning light. Another says, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. May the angels watch me through the night and keep me in thy blessed sight. Another one says, now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. Please, angels, watch me through the night and keep me safe all morning light. Another says, may I lay me down. Now I lay me down to sleep. And I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Angels, watch me through the night and wake me in the morning light. Another says, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I shall die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. All the angels watching over me. Another says, may I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Guide me safely through the night and wake me when the morning light. And another says, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Watch the guard me through the night until I bring the morning light, until you bring the morning light, excuse me. And another says, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. My. Show me the path of love to take. No, let me go over this one more time because I skipped a verse and it's important that I don't skip anything. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. When in the morning light I wake, show me the path of love to take. And then it added an additional verse that says, if I should live another day, I pray the Lord to guide my way. Then another says, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. For if I die before I wake, that's one less test I have to take. And then 12, it says, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, bless the bed that I lie on, four corners to my bed, four angels round my head, one to watch and one to pray, and two to bear my soul away. All of those are supposedly the same prayer. The verbiage is different. It always talks about praying to the Lord. It always talks about sleeping. But that last one talked about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The emphasis wasn't on the Lord anymore, but it was on the disciples. Let's remember when we pray, we have to pray what the Lord is saying and how he sings. And so I'm going to end today's prayer, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But when we pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Minister Sheila, I turn the program back over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle, for the prayers, the scriptures, and the words of encouragement. I just want to say a thank you and a thank you. I just want to say the lines are open to each and every one of you that have a testimony, a remark, a statement, a prayer, or just words to say. The lines are open.
Thank you for the word on today. I really was blessed by the prayers, all the prayers from the opening until the close. I thank God for just putting this ministry together that's not afraid to step out on his word and stand on his word and just carry out his word. I just thank God for just knowing that we understand the assignment. There are instructions, and we're following both the assignment and the instructions to do the assignment. Thank you, Lord, for this ministry on today. Apostle Alexa, thank you for the different versions. And I just want to make sure everybody knows that God gave no excuse, no matter how it was written or the way the words was placed, it still started off with prayer. Thank you, God. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Carter-Wright. Is there anyone else?
Yes, good morning again, Saints. This is Minister Margot. I'd just like to thank God again for this ministry. Thank him for the word on today. I'd like to tell Apostle Elect that God is with you. God bless you. God continue to let his face shine upon you and to give you his peace. I just like to say, I want to just say, God had actually dropped in my spirit before as you were talking to simply read his word, to simply pray his word today. And I'd just like to say that this just is a confirmation that we need to follow him and not our own inclination. But as you said, to let God's word work through us. And we know his word. We can never go wrong when we. So I'll just say again, thank you for the word. Thank you for directing us to the word. And know that we can pray his word, we can sing his word, we can read his word, we can speak his word, and know that he is with us, and his word will never return unto him void. Thank you again for starting us off in prayer and directing us to his word as we go step by step through this new joyous year God has provided us with. Be blessed, thanks to God.
Thank you, Minister Margo McCoy. Is there anyone else? I just want to thank God for all that is listening, however it is that you are able to listen, that can speak and not able to speak, because we have all been in that situation. But I just want to thank God, because today, more and more, you realize that without him, we would not be have so much danger, so much ignorance, so much hatred, so much people deceiving, conniving, and just mistreating people around you, but yet God have blessed you where it's been around. It might have happened to you, but you received a glory ending, a glorious ending, not a default, not an ugliness, not a deception, as though the person was trying to connive, conspiracy, just words I can't even pronounce or just think about, just against you for no reason. Maybe because it's your sex, but then they're the same sex. Just because of your color, but yet you're the same color. But it's just the jealousy of how you can do things, how you can accomplish things, how things can happen for you, but yet they can't understand, why not me? All I can say, why not you? You have to learn and understand through the grace of God, all his children will be rewarded, will be blessed, will accomplish. But you have to take your ugliness, your hatred, your evil, your deceit, your ugly demon mind and throw it away, step on it, put it behind, look forward to God and step ahead and to let him know. God can give you any and everything your heart desires, but yet understand he's going to give you what you need. Everything you want you might not get, but Lord will bless you with what you need. As long as you have the faith, the hope, the strength, the belief, and the time to wait on the Lord will wait for you. Don't get in a hurry. Because when the Lord step in, he will show up and show out, and he will bless you more ways than you can imagine. We just need to pray and let people understand. Take these demons, these ugliness, this hatred, this filth that's in your mind, your mouth, your body, and throw it away, bury it, put it behind. Ask God to put his hands on you and deliver you from the ugliness that your body holds, your mind holds, your heart, your eyes, to just empty you of this ugliness and bring you into 2022 with the blessings, the hope, the light, the glory, the love, and the praises of the Lord. Because without him, we cannot survive. But God, I thank you for blessing us all to let us know that with you, you are everything. You can do any and everything. You can bless us more ways than we can imagine, but we need to put our life, our hearts, our mind, and our soul into your hands. Let you mold and make and cover and carry us through your hands, your eyes, your life, that we know we will all survive no matter what it is. God has us. He will give you your desire. No matter what it is, I don't care if you want it today and it don't come to next week, but don't you know it's going to be a bigger blessing next week than what happened today? But God, I thank you and I thank you and I glorify your name, because I know and I know how others have been through so much, so unnecessary, as we've been told through the devil. If you was with me, you wouldn't be going through this. You're right. We would be going through it worse. But we all have to have a test and to prove our loyalty and our love in our life that we want through God and with God and his son, Christ, Lord Jesus. As we pass the test, your life will improve. As we give more love to the Lord, your life will improve. As you pray and give honor to God, your life will improve. Take your life and put it in the Lord's hands and to let him know, I am yours. Heart, body, and soul, from the longest string on the top of my head to my toe, my inside and my outs, Lord, is yours. Do as you please, because I know I will be good. I will be better today I would be better now than I was this morning. I ain't going to talk about tomorrow because right now we are all blessed because we are here. We're not down. We are up in the spirit of the Lord and we'll be blessed forever in yours as yours. Keep your mind and heart to God. I say, Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you because without you, I know I would not be. And yet I know you love me because I'm here. You love us all because we're here. And, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Is there anyone else before we close out the program? The lines are open. And I want to thank you all for listening and tuning in each and every Sunday morning. Oh, my goodness. Apostle, can you end this out? Because I figure before I get through, the phone will ring. But I praise and thank the Lord for all because you in us out. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed and an amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for everyone and how they shared on today. I thank God for this wonderful day that he's given us. And we all know that tomorrow will be the 3rd. of January, and we have the awesome, awesome privilege of having a ministry gift in the order of Dr. Serena Wright. So please tune in for Iron Sharpening Iron, where our host minister is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Thank God for her and the various ministries that we have the privilege of listening to. And so please join us on tomorrow night for Iron Sharpening Iron, whether it's a Dr. Wright or she has a guest speaker or whatever. Be prepared. Bring your heart and mind into a place of submission to receive from the Lord. And that's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then you have the awesome privilege once again are hearing from Prophet Antoine Thomas or Minister Sylvia Kaiser for Let's Talk, and that's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it could be either one of them. They're a dynamic duo that ministers every Friday night. Whether it's Minister Sylvia or Prophet Antoine, you will be blessed. And then you can come back on Sundays where we will have Let's Talk Again. And as I said, it will be a prayer series. So it's whoever the Lord allows to pray for us. We may even get another ministry gift from the various people on the line, or it may just be myself. But that's at 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we thank you, and we want to remind you of our foundational scripture is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until tomorrow, don't forget, join us for Iron Sharpening Iron. We love you. Bye-bye. Thank you.